Sachtesidius, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Hey, Reb Tzadik. So Reb Tzadik testified, Al Zoychal in Sharabu al Anaitvim. If you have flowing water, water from a spring, that's more than the water from rain. That's Naitvim. Naitvim is trickling water that comes from rain. Shehem Ksherim, they're kosher. Now we're discussing over here, certain things are good if they're tivled in rainwater, but certain things specifically need Zoychal and they need flowing water, such as a Zav. Zav has to be tivel and zeichlin. Mechatos has to be sprinkled. It says el klicheres al mayim chaim. You need mayim chaim. You need flowing water. So over here you have a mixture of the rainwater with the flowing water. As long as the flowing water is rabu al anoitfim, it's more than the rainwater, it is kosher. Why? So this is the general rule of bittul berayv. If you have majority of something, it's mevatel the smaller amount. May sahaya bebiris apalya. There was a story like this in Biris Apilia, where a larger amount of spring water and a smaller amount of trickling water became mixed together. And there was such a story, and the Chachamim were machshirit. Mishnah Dalid. Heid Reb Tzadik. Al Zeichelin Shekilchen Ba'ali Egois. So he testified regarding water. So this is water from Zeichelin. It was flowing of a spring. And someone channeled it by making it pass over a walnut leaf. Now the chiddush over here is that a walnut leaf is not considered a keli, and therefore shein ksherin, it could be used for what you need, meaning to be tivel things that need spring water. This is good because a walnut leaf is not considered a keli. So even though you let it flow over it and it collected in the walnut leaf, it's not considered that it was in a keli because a walnut leaf is not a kli. Ma'isa ahaya ba'ahalya. There was a story like this in Ahalya. Ma'isa lefnei lishkas agazis. And the story came before lishkas agazis, which means the Sanhedrin Agdela. So they said in the lishkas agazis, v'chshiru, and they said that it is kosher. Have a good day.